Nepsis brings you this half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon. As you are, we're broadcasting you out of Tampa Bay, but we're broadcasting to you all over the country, all over the first coast of Jacksonville, St. Augustine and Folkestone, Georgia, all over the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, and all over Tampa Bay from north of Fort Myers to south of Ocala, all the way over to Disney. However you're hearing us today, maybe it's even on the podcast. Martha, why don't you tell people how they can sign up for the podcast? Because people don't have to listen to us live every day.
They don't. And a lot of people don't have that opportunity to listen to us live. And so we want to let you know you can hear this great content that we get to uncover every day via podcast. And everybody seems to have their favorite platform, Jim. So if they just go to that platform and search for I Work For Him, no spaces, all one word.
The number four, him.
Then they should find our podcast and be able to subscribe, download the podcast, and listen to them on your own terms. Because I know a lot of people, they're exercising, or they're, for me, it's cleaning, or just, you know, getting ready in the morning. I love to listen to podcasts then. So take advantage of that and listen to the podcast. And we have another one that we can introduce people to today.
That's right. Okay, listen, what is a kingdom-driven entrepreneur? I think that's a great question. What is it to be an entrepreneur? What about a Christian entrepreneur? What does it take to move all of that to being a kingdom-driven entrepreneur? Today, we get to talk with Shay Bynes from Kingdom-Driven Entrepreneur out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. While Shay and I have never met face-to-face, and we've only had a few minutes of pre-conversation, I know we're like-minded because I've spent a ton of time on a ton of time on her website looking at it. But the reason I ran into her is I was out on LinkedIn and I ran across her name and I saw the 19 people that we were linked in common connections. Mm-hmm. And that tells me we are like-minded people, because 19 of the most kingdom-minded people I know are also friends with Shay Bynes. Unbelievable. So what will it take for you to entrepreneurially minded people who are listening to this show and subsequent podcasts to realize the kingdom call in your life? What's it going to take? What will it take for you to pursue that call with all the power that Jesus said you had available to you? Don't even think of changing stations now. You're going to hear things and experience things on today's show that you never experienced before. Shay Bynes, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here.
And I'm kind of embarrassed because I'm asking this after we already went on there, but am I saying your last name right?
Yes, it's Shay Bynes. You got it.
Okay, good. That would have been really embarrassing, but I figured I better just ask now so I don't just dig myself into an hour-long hole. All right,
there you
so
go.
Let's just talk. We always do this, Shay, with every first-time guest on our show. We always ask this question. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Well, I grew up in a church. I don't remember ever not being in church. So my parents were very active in a non-denominational Christian church when I was growing up. And so I recall, I think I was around the age of 8 when I asked to be baptized. So I gave my life to the Lord at age 8, but it wasn't until I was well into my 30s before I really cultivated an intimate relationship with Him for myself.
So What does that mean? Cultivated a really deep relationship. What happened between 8 and 30 that kept the distance, and what happened in your early 30s that said, I got to go all in?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say there was so much of a distance. I was like good Christian girl, right? I stayed out of trouble, you know, kind of looking at my life, no one would think, it was pretty kind of dull. I was kind of good grades, good kids, you know, stayed out of trouble, all that stuff. But it was really as if I just knew my parents, Jesus, you know? And I think I had just a kind of a reverential fear of my parents, mm-hmm. and I respected my parents. And so I kind of, that was kind of my mindset at the time, which is why I kind of pretty much stayed out of trouble. But then when I got married, when I finished college, my husband and I, he was my high school sweetie, we got married right after college. And then 9 months later, I got pregnant with our first daughter. And I think it was around that time when I realized that I used to think I had everything all planned out. I've got the whole thing all planned out. And when I had an unexpected pregnancy, that was kind of the beginning stages. And that was when I was in the early 20s. But that was my early stages of realizing, you know what? I actually am not in control of my life. Like, I'm really not. I know I would say God was in control, you know, but I didn't really act that way. And I think that that was the first kind of seed of me beginning to really understand what it looks like to be his child, to even seek him, and not to just see it be, you know, have a relationship where it's like, well, I know he loves me, and I want to, you know, I want to represent well for my parents who love him, right? You know, that was the beginning part of the transition. But the radical change happened later on, which it's part of my story of how Kingdom Driven Entrepreneurs started. So we'll probably talk
save
about it later.
Yeah, so save it for a second.
So we're talking today with Shay Bynes, and she is in what we're going to introduce everybody today is to the kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. So if you get a chance while you're not driving to go look at on your laptop or your phone or whatever, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com, you're going to find all kinds of resources that we're talking about today and opening up their ideas to what God has laid on Shay's heart. So, you want to dive more into her story?
Well, let's just talk about this. We always like to ask this subsequent question, and then we'll drive into the Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. At what point in time in your life, Shay, did you make that connection between your faith and your work, where you realized that everything about you and Jesus should be applying to everything about you all day long?
So I think that came at a time about 6 months after I left my corporate career. So I actually left my corporate career as a rather dramatic thing. Like, I really felt like the Lord wanted me to transition. And I'd been working in tech for a while. And I really felt like I was supposed to be transitioning, but I couldn't make any natural sense out of it. I was working a business on the side and working my job full time at the time. And I just really felt like this pull. So I created this really long list of things that I really felt needed to be accomplished before I would ever take a step out. And it was a wise list. I'm a very meticulous planner. So it was a very wise list of things that needed to be accomplished, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was going throughout this year, this was in 2009. And as I was going throughout that whole year, I just kept feeling like the Lord was like, you know, it's time for you to step out. It's time for you to step out. It's time for you to go full time. But I didn't have any reason to do it. Like, other than the fact that I felt like he was asking me to, I didn't have any other reason. It just didn't make any sense to me. And I finally left because I had this crazy encounter with God in April 2010 when I was at a business conference. And I heard from God like I had never, ever, ever heard from God before. And he just said, go. And it shook me, like, to the core. And I knew exactly what he was talking about. I knew exactly why he wanted me to go. I didn't know where he wanted me to go, but I knew why. But I knew that I was supposed to go and leave my job. And so, fortunately, my husband had been encouraging me along the way because he'd been nudging me for months. And so I finally left my job. But what happened, Jim and Martha, is after that, I went into, like, a serious grind. Like, I was just working as hard as I could, trying to move as fast as I could. I felt like, you know, I was obedient to leave, but now you got me out here, God. I was just trying to take over, right? Mm-hmm. And it was about 6 months after of just doing everything I could possibly do. And I knew what I was doing because I had been building a business, so I just had more time to do it. But in 6 months of what was completely faithless action taking, God completely interrupted me. And he said, are you done yet? Because I'm making zero progress.
So wait now. You got to leave room here for me asking questions, and I was going to get you very excited. So that 6 months, you were trying to help God, and he was trying to say, would you just wait on me?
Yes. I wanted to help God because I felt like he asked me to leave, and I felt like I did. And it was and to be honest with you, it was the first time I ever exalted God's wisdom over my own, that moment of me actually leaving that job.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like the first time I'd ever done that. So then I was scared. So I pretty much spent like that next 6 months going nuts until he interrupted me. And so that was, I have all these like little tiny like moments in time where God shifted my thinking or just shifted my heart on something. And that was another one of those moments. And that's when I realized that, yes, well, if God, if you were the one who led me out, then I have to lean on you to the why you led me out and where you want me to go. It didn't happen until that point.
So in April of 2010, you're at this business conference. God totally intersects your life, flips you upside down, shifts your paradigm permanently and says, now. Yes. And then was it 6 months after that or 6 months leading up to that?
That was 6 months after I left my job.
Got it. Okay.
Six months after I left my job is when I had the, are you done yet? Are you done trying to do this on your own yet?
Well, you should thank God that it was only 6 months. All right, when we come back, we're going to find out how Shay Bynes moved from that moment in April 2010 to starting Kingdom-Driven Entrepreneur. What were the steps that led to that, and what is it all about, and why does it impact you, our I Work For Him listeners? You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back. Hey, wait, don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we head over to Fort Lauderdale, Florida today to talk with Shay Bynes from Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. KingdomDrivenEntrepreneur.com. KingdomDrivenEntrepreneur.com. I really want you to check it out. Let's just say, you know, just like Shay Bynes knew, that you're entrepreneurial right to the very core of your being. What do you do with that? How do you get the training to take that to being a kingdom-driven entrepreneur? Shay Bynes, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you.
So at what point in time in your life, just go back, I mean, I know we're here in your story, we're in the fall of 2010, but at what point in time in your life did you realize that you were an entrepreneur? How old were you when you realized you wanted to be independent, self-employed, entrepreneurial?
I think it happened when I was in college, because I didn't have any business owners really in my life growing up. There was no one really modeling that around me. But when I was in college, there was a few of my friends that really introduced me to the idea of being a business owner. And so I think the seed was planted then, and very soon after I graduated, like my first job right outside of college, I immediately started kind of operating in business on the side. And my first beginning was selling items, hard to find items on Yahoo Auctions. That was my beginning.
Well, yeah, everybody's got to start somewhere. My beginning was selling door-to-door greeting cards. So, yeah,
we'll start.
That's awesome. So you were telling us this story that, you know, you were hearing the Lord tell you to move out into that entrepreneurial arena and be obedient. And, you know, you took your time, finally heard him say, okay, this is it. And then you thought that you had to make it happen, that you were, you know, I think fear of failure, a lot of people, maybe that's what it was for you. Just like, you know, okay, God told me to do this. I better succeed. So what did God do at that point to interrupt you and say, hey, hello, here I am. I'm the one who told you to do all this. What did that look like?
I mean, it was really just in the middle of me grinding, just like in the middle of my grind one day. I just heard him say to me, are you done yet? I was just in the middle of work, you know, doing what I normally do is just doing a whole lot more of it. My husband and I were involved in real estate investing, and I was teaching real estate investors and coaching those who are just coming into the business. I was just doing more of that, right? Mm. Anything, and then, and not only that, I was adding other things on top of it because that wasn't moving fast enough, right? So I'm adding other things on top of it, learning, you know, chasing after the crazy squirrels and internet marketing, and, you know, it was nuts. I was just doing too much. And it was just in the middle of that. And it happens to me a lot with the Lord. It's just like, it'll be in the middle of something. And it's just, and you know that it's not you. You know that that's God. Cause it's like, where does, you know, it's that thought that just came out of nowhere. It seems it was one of those moments.
So tell us if you go, if any of our listeners go to your Facebook page, like I did, they're going to see this big image about the grace grind. Is that what this came out of? You wrote a book that God was writing a little story there and teaching you some lessons?
Well, yeah, I think it does. So the book's called Grace Over Grind, How Grace Will Take Your Business Where Grinding Can't. And,
okay.
And I believe that seeds were planted at that time. But to be honest, it cultivated over years of time.
Yeah.
The message in that book was cultivated over years of just him working on my heart, changing my mindset, getting me into a different flow of working in partnership with him that yielded that book.
Wow. Wait. What you just said there, so powerful. When we go back to the original story, the beginning of all of this, God said to Adam, I want you to start and I want you to name all the animals. I'll bring them all to you and you name them all. Working together with God.
Yes.
That's always been his intention, to work with us in our work. So God asks you to quit it all. You quit it all in the spring of 2010. In the fall, you finally realize God's been saying, hey, Shay, by the way, I had a plan. would you like to talk about my plan? Because you're just trying to do your thing and saying it's my thing and asking me to bless your thing. So take us from there and where that led to Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur.
Sure. So now we're fall of 2010. For the next year and a half, really, at that point, I just kind of slowed my pace, and I was more sensitive to hearing what he had to say, but I still had no idea, you know, why did I leave my job? What is it I'm supposed to be learning here? What is it I'm supposed to be doing? But I did kind of slow down my pace, and so I continued to do what I was doing in my business, just at a better pace, and then there was another business that had started in that time. But the other thing that happened, the other interruption that led to Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur is that in March of 2012, a friend of mine who was in the real estate business contacted me and he says, Shay, I met this woman, and when I met her, I really felt like I was supposed to connect you guys. And I said, okay, that's cool. And so he introduced me to this woman. She lived out in L.A. We had a great conversation, but the whole time we're talking, I'm like, she's cool, but I don't know why he was so adamant that we connect. And at the end of that call, this woman says, one of my coaching clients, I really feel like I'm supposed to connect you to her. And I said, okay, great, go ahead and do that. So I get on the phone in March 2012 with a woman named Antonina Gear. And when we got on the phone, it was as if we had known each other forever. And we were having conversations about stuff that you just do not talk to people about when the first time you have a chat with them. I'm talking about things that the Lord placed on my heart. I'm talking to her about what I'm doing in business and kind of where I think things might be going. We're just talking about our lives and everything. And so it ended up being, it was interesting because I couldn't shake the fact that we had met for a really specific reason. I couldn't shake it. And so we just kind of kept talking as friends. I'd had her on my podcast. She had me, you know, help her inner circle of her clients to help them with making products online and stuff like that. And so we were just kind of helping each other out, but I could not shake. There was something specific for the reason we met. So I finally brought it up to her. I'm like, sis, like, I really feel like there's a really specific reason that God brought us together. And she said, I've been feeling the same way. And I said, well, let's pray about it and let's come back in a week and talk about it some more. And so we did that. And then we came back in the next week. We talked about some stuff. I'm like, it's none of those things. I'm like, I can't shake it though. So we said, let's pray about it and come back again. We did this like three times. And on the third time we came back, she says to me, you know, there are these words I wrote down in my journal some time ago. I have no idea what what God, why God gave them to me. I don't know what it's about. I don't know anything, but there are these three words, and it's kingdom-driven entrepreneur. And when she said those three words, it was like my spirit leapt. And what flew out of my mouth, which was clearly Holy Spirit, because I didn't know what I was talking about, was that's a community, that's a movement, and it starts with a book. Those words flew out of my mouth in that moment.
Wow.
And so it was just this crazy divine orchestration type of thing. And so the two of us, these two strangers, one from South Carolina, one in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, get together and start praying about and talking about what is this thing that God has on his heart, kingdom-driven entrepreneur. And over for the next handful of months, I'd say over the next, I think around 4 or 5 months, we were actually just praying about this thing. We were starting to write this book because, hey, it was a community and it's a movement and it starts with a book. So we started praying and writing this book. And it was so cool because what would happen is, you know, here we are, two strangers, and we would read each other's writings. We're like, wow, like we are on one accord on this thing, and we're strangers. And after a handful of months, it was like, well, we should meet. If we're going to do this thing, God's like showing us that, you know, we have an operating agreement, which was a joke because we didn't even know what we were doing. And it's like, we're going to do this thing together, but we don't exactly know what it is, and we haven't even met face to face. And so we met face to face. That was October of 2012, and we launched with the beginning with a book and a community in November of 2012.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that was the beginning of Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur.
Wow. I love that story. And I love the fact that you highlighted that God is really good at networking, that he loves to make connections within the kingdom, because that is something that we have experienced across the country so many times, including connecting with you on LinkedIn, because
yes,
God does things like that. He is the ultimate networker.
And, you know, yes, I want to point out for our listeners, as we're talking with Shay Bynes, and she is with KingdomDrivenEntrepreneur.com, and we want to hear more about this story, but I want to point out the fact that it wasn't completely obvious at the beginning, yet you knew that God had a plan. So you kept pushing in and leaning into that and praying about it, because I think that this is one of the things that Jim and I struggled with was, you know, we saw something and we're like, oh, that must be it, and dove into something, you know, to try to help God. Kind of, you know, when you were in your 6-month grind, that's, we've had that story in our life. And, you know, there's something really important about hearing this lesson of leaning in and pressing in and keeping on asking when you know that God's got something, but you're not clear on what it is until he makes
it clear.
Right. So thanks for sharing that.
So Shay, we got a minute left in this segment. Just give people the first brief intro into Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur.
Yeah,
sure. So our mission in a nutshell is to inspire, teach, and mentor entrepreneurs who desire to be led by God in their businesses. It's all about people being able to experience his best and have a greater kingdom impact in the marketplace. So that's our mission in a nutshell.
I told you I had a whole minute. That only took 20 seconds.
All right, so okay, well, I could go further in.
No, we'll let you cap it there. But when we come back, we really want to dig deep into what there's so many resources out there on kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com, and it's so many different things that you guys offer in order for training to train people up, both mentoring and training. It's very exciting. So I encourage everybody, go out to kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. And when we come back, we're going to hear more of this story as the Lord has developed Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur and the impact that it's making. But if you know that the Lord has laid on your heart an entrepreneurial spirit, because you'll know, because there are worker bees and there are entrepreneurial people, and sometimes they're the same, but a lot of times people really know, I just have a desire to do something out on my own. Entrepreneurism is powerful and is totally great. We're talking to I Work For Him. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
Work as Worship One Day Retreat is coming to Jacksonville on February 22nd. Join thousands of Christian business professionals from around the world for this one-day live stream event hosted by Co-Passion. Hear from Francis Chan, Megan Alexander, Hobby Lobby's own Steve Green, and others about connecting your faith and work. The Work is Worship Retreat live stream event is being held at Eastside Community Church on Beach Boulevard, next to Pablo Creek Library. Doors open at 8 a.m. Tickets are on sale now and only $30. Visit workasworshipretreat.org and register to attend. Invite those you work alongside and build your team stronger. Go to workasworshipretreat.org. That's workasworshipretreat.org. And purchase your tickets today. I Work For Him is brought to you in part by Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, a company that allows you to own your own business while honoring and glorifying God. Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services is a faith-based company providing franchise opportunities in Jacksonville and teaches you everything you need to know about commercial cleaning and how to build your own franchise. You can find more information about being your own boss in this faith-based business at OfficePrideFranchise.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is assailing Democrats over faltering border security negotiations. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters Monday at the White House at an event attended by local sheriffs. He says construction on a border barrier is already underway, but he says if Democrats were up against people who want to allow out criminals in our society. Border security negotiations stalled over the weekend over Democratic demands to limit the number of migrants whom federal authorities can detain. In Battle, Virginia, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has lost several staff members after two women accused him of sexual assault, and much of the state's political establishment called for him to resign. Two of his three state staffers resigned, as well as the director and the fundraiser of his political action committee. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 53 points. The Nasdaq rose 10. The S&P advanced 2. Oil down 31 cents to close at $52.41 a barrel. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
This is the best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
In a legal filing submitted last week, the Education Department suggested that borrowers could not rely on the program's administrator to say accurately whether they qualify for debt forgiveness. So the administrator hired by the federal government says that you qualify, but the federal government comes back and goes, no, not so fast. Unbelievable.
Afternoon at 2 on 100.3 The Biz.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sedera Health, reinventing healthcare, a high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I talk today about entrepreneurialism, but kingdom-driven entrepreneurs. We've got Shay Bynes on the line today. You can check her out online, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. You know, on I Work For Him, we're always trying to connect you with resources out there in the kingdom that can help equip you further in the call that's on your life. Mm-hmm. And there are many people that are listening today that have heard us talk about being an entrepreneur and being a Christ-centered, a Jesus-following entrepreneur. What does that look like? And we've talked about other organizations like the Nehemiah Project that will teach you biblical entrepreneurship. Well, Shay Bynes takes this to a whole nother level with kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. Make sure you check her out there. Shay, here's a question for you before we go back into Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur. Are you familiar with the Nehemiah Project?
I am. Yes, I am familiar with Nehemiah Project.
Because, again, the two of you guys are doing such incredible things that teaching biblical entrepreneurship, you're encouraging people to follow Jesus in being an entrepreneur. I love that. I love seeing economies of scale. We can do that stuff together. All right. On your website, Shay, it says this, that your mission is to inspire, teach, and mentor entrepreneurs who desire to be led by God in their business so they can experience His best and have a greater kingdom impact in the marketplace. What are you doing to accomplish this mission at Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur?
Sure. So So we had the Aspire, Teach, and Mentor. So I'm going to take them one at a time. On the inspirational side, so this is what we do through media. So we want to inspire people to do business that's completely yielded in partnership with an awesome and limitless God. And so that's why we have our Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur podcast, where we highlight the stories of what this looks like on an operational basis for people to do business in partnership with God and the fruit that comes out of that. We just recently started, film, which is really exciting for me personally, these short films that basically take these stories, but now we're showing them in visual format, right? So we started with our first film, which was called The Bakery Jesus Built, and we're continuing to release more films as well. So we have kind of the media side of what we do, which is really supposed to be an inspiration. It's like a draw you in, the invitation that you have from Abba to do business with him, right? Mm-hmm. That's the invitation. That's the inspirational piece. Then we have the teaching piece. So that's, someone's inspired, and they're like, okay, that sounds really great. That sounds really good. I want to do more than be a believer who does business who happens to follow Christ. Like, I want to do business with him. Now, how do I do that? What does that look like? And that's where the teaching comes in. So that's where we have books. That we have a great course called Firestarter School. We have our mentoring program as well. So we teach as well. And then we have our mentoring, and that comes in with our mentoring program. So we have a wonderful mentoring community with entrepreneurs all across the globe, where we can work with you one-on-one, and you can actually do this in the context of community. So you can get one-on-one mentorship in your walk to doing business in partnership with God, but you also have that support of a really authentic, loving, supportive community. And so it's been amazing. It's been really great.
So give us an example of a random phone call you've got one day in the last 7 or 8 years. Somebody says, I want to know more. And you've got the success story today of somebody who's walked through with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur and their story today. Can you tell us one of those stories?
I mean, there's lots of stories. It's interesting because we started our Igniters mentoring program back in 2015. And it's so awesome because a lot of times people come into it with this expectation that says, hey, I'm coming because I'm a business owner and I really want to grow in my relationship with God and doing business with him. And they come in with that expectation, and they don't realize that when they come, the first thing God's going to work on is their marriage, and he's going to restore their relationship, right? And he'll work on that first, or he'll restore something that's just been totally broken with them before he even gets to the business. So we have a number of testimonies of relationships that have been restored and strengthened, whether it's spouses, whether it's mother and daughter, all of these things. And what's so cool is when those things get in place, then they start to see their businesses start to thrive. Areas where they were stuck in their business, all of a sudden it's like, you know, now something's broken. And then they were able to go through and build their business from there. And I think that's been one of the exciting things for me, is to see just how God cares about it all. And so you might be coming in thinking, well, I'm looking to build this business, you know, but not realize that God's concerned with the whole thing, and that there's a lot of things that actually impact your ability to do business and do business well. So those are like some of my favorite stories, are ones when there's family restoration and various ways that then leads to business restoration and growth.
You know, and this goes back to the whole reason that we have this platform, I Work For Him, and helping people to understand that God doesn't want us to compartmentalize our life. It's not work and then church and then family. It's like he changed all of us. And sometimes he needs to deal in one of those areas to get us healthy so that we can be all that he wants us to be in all of our life. So I know that for me, it really resonated when you were saying, you know, it might be a marriage that gets healed along the way, because
because if there's a messy marriage and you want to get into business, there's a quick way to destroy a marriage.
Yes,
for sure.
That's exactly right. And we'll have some, you know, one of the women who's in the mentoring program, who's now one of the mentors for the program, you know, when she came in, she was a business coach, but God, I mean, that was not even in line with what God had for her, right? And then over her time in the program, now it's like over the past, about the past year to year and a half, she has completely shifted and gotten in alignment with what God has for her, and she is flourishing, and I love that. So sometimes that's what will happen too, is someone will come in with one business, and then as they spend time with the Lord and as they're seeking God and they partner with him, they realize that he has something else for them. And then they have the supportive community to go through because, you know, transition's not easy. So then they have transition, and then they find that they thrive in the new place and the new season that God has for them. So those are the types of stories that I love them. I love seeing people really get alignment with what God has on his heart concerning them, and then seeing them thrive in that way.
Right. So Shay is introducing us to kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. So if this sounds intriguing to you and you want to hear more, go to the website, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. Shay, one of the things that I would like for you to just kind of hone in on is you said, you know, when they come in and they're a part of community and, you know, things like that. What does that look like? I'm always the one that is thinking like, but what does that mean? What does that look like?
You talking logistics? What do you think?
Well, I mean, just if someone were to say, oh, I'm interested in being a part of this community, what will they experience?
So there's different ways that people come into community, right? There is, I'm not trying to be deep here, but this is how I think about it. So you've got like the Old Testament temple where you've got the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people who their idea of being a part of the community is that they're connected. They're like in the outer court kind of hanging out. They're like listening to the podcast and loving it. They're sharing the podcast. They're doing all of those things, but they may not ever connect with us with the online community aspect, right? We have a Facebook group where people really connect. Right. So we have mm-hmm. the Facebook group, and then we have people that join Igniter's mentoring community, and that's both online and offline. You know, you get the whole thing. So the community aspect comes however somebody decides to get plugged in. They could be on the outskirts, but we always say, hey, come on in. Right. So
right.
We want people to be connected with others. And so they can do that through our online community. And then we also have offline community as well. And one of the beautiful things that's been happening as well is that we have Igniters in our mentoring program who have been starting these like meetup groups in their local cities. We'll have people who will read our Bible reading plans on the YouVersion Bible app and then say, hey, I'm going to use this with some people in my church, and we're just going to get connected so we can talk about kingdom-driven entrepreneurship. So I'm loving how this is a movement. So organically what God's doing is moving through the hearts of people, and people are just gathering. People mm-hmm. are gathering around the things that I don't even know about. I only know what they tell me. They'll send me an email
right.
and say, hey, we did this. So there's things that we formally do, you know, to gather people together, like our events, like our mentoring programs and those types of things. And then there's just the things that are just happening because that's what God's doing, right? And people who I may or may never even know or never encounter or meet face-to-face, they're getting together with other people in their community and learning what it looks like to go from saying, hey, I'm a Christian who loves Jesus and I happen to own a business, but I might be doing it based on
right.
worldly principles, to, hey, I'm going to be kingdom-driven, kingdom-minded, and kingdom-motivated with my business.
So one of the things we love for our listeners to hear is about these different resources. And you listed several things that they can find on your website, which is kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. But just talk briefly about the Bible reading plans, because I did see that on your website. And I think that there are a lot of people that are always looking for that connection, that where's the scripture connecting to what I'm doing and where God is heading me. So how do they find your Bible reading plans, and what's the focus there?
Sure. So we actually have 7 of them right now, and that number will probably grow throughout this year. And mm-hmm. you can find them. The easiest way to find them is to go to kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com, and in the menu under free resources, there's a link there that says YouVersion Bible Reading Plans, because then
okay.
we link to all 7 of them. But we've got one on grace over grind. We have one on demonstrating God's love in business, demonstrating God's presence in business, you know, how to discern good ideas from God ideas. And so we've got a number of plans there. And so that's actually been really one of the best ways that God has used in terms of our resources to bring people into community has been
yeah.
that YouVersion, those YouVersion
Bible
reading plans.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to make, we're running out of time of the show's, you know, we only got a little bit of time left in this segment, then we're almost done with our hour. There's so much I want to cover. You've got these 5 core principles of a kingdom-driven entrepreneur, and I want to talk about those, and we're not going to get them all done. We've got a couple minutes left in this segment. I want to hit them because these 5 core principles that characterize this kingdom-driven entrepreneur, they're not exactly what the world is saying an entrepreneur should look like, are they?
No, it's that whole upside down kingdom thing.
So tell us what are those 5 things?
Sure. So these are pretty much the 5 core principles that really kind of capture the heart of what we're doing in this movement. And the first of them is a lifestyle of working by the power of God's grace. Okay, so that's about working diligently, but working diligently in partnership with him and in his rest, rather mm-hmm. than, you know, relying primarily on our own strength and doing, you know, and our own grind, right? Which is which is by the way, the thing that the world celebrates in entrepreneurship, right, is that hustle and that grind.
Right.
So one of those things is that lifestyle of working by the power of God's grace. The second is a lifestyle of radical generosity. So this is what Christ demonstrated, right? It's radical open-handedness. It's liberality. And because Jesus demonstrated the kingdom through his radical generosity, right? And so what does that look like for us as business owners to be focused on radical generosity? That's more than – the world can be even generous too, right? You can see there's plenty of businesses where you'll see generosity, but the generosity isn't radical generosity, and the generosity is also not motivated by Christ and motivated by love, right? So you've got that. Then you've got – you're a reflection of unity and collaboration, which is one of my favorites, right? That is, how do we lay aside just all of our selfish ambition, this idea of independence, and how do we all collectively put the king's agenda first? And how do we come together as the body of Christ to see the king's agenda move forward, right? Again, not how the world does things, right?
No. Everything,
even collaborations in the world are centered around how can we both individually.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. When we come back, lots more with Shay Bynes with KingdomDrivenEntrepreneur.com. You listen to I Work For Him with Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
James 1:22 says we should not only be hearers of the word, but doers of it. Listening to Christian programming is one way we renew our minds with the truth. We hear his word, but what comes next? Think about being a doer of God's word in the context of specific passages. When the psalmist says to wait for the Lord, or sing to the Lord a new song, or turn from evil, do good, seek peace, and bless others, do we hear the Lord and then do what his word says? When Jesus commands us to take up our cross and follow him, when he commissions us to go and make disciples of all nations, are we only hearers of the word, or are we also faithful doers of it? Be ye not just a hearer of the word, but a doer as well.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. And if you're just tuning in right now, you're really going to need to go back and capture the podcast, which you can get on iworkforhim.com. It's iwork4him.com within the next 24 or 48 hours. But this conversation with Shay Bynes from Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, she's based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but that doesn't limit how you can interact with her. She's got people interacting with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur from all across the globe. Right before the break, Shay, you were going through the five core principles that characterize a kingdom-driven entrepreneur. You said, a lifestyle of working by the power of God's grace. Then you said, a lifestyle of radical generosity. And boy, I have covered that so many times. Love that, love that, love that. And then a reflection of unity and collaboration. Because Christ-centered entrepreneurs, they are going to understand that it's not all about them, that it's about being part of the greater kingdom, and that they're supposed to collaborate with people, not reproduce the wheel what somebody else is doing, but collaborate and work alongside others. Those are the first three. What are the final two?
So the final two are a lifestyle of honor toward and for others. So that's all a matter of, you know, how do we esteem and affirm the God-given gifts and anointing that others have on their lives, right? Because when we honor others, that really creates a flow of blessing. That's heaven's economy, right? All of this stuff is about heaven's economy versus the world's economy, right? Mm-hmm. And then the last one is a reflection of God's heart. So for humanity, right? So it's us carrying God's heart to the world around us by the power of the Holy Spirit. So those are the five things that cultivate. When I had to put – this was something that actually took some time. I mean, Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur is about 6 years old, and it has taken just kind of years of just kind of plowing the ground around this topic to get to these core five things as far as our assignment for Kingdom Entrepreneurs, you know, in this space. Is that for us to cultivate these five things among, you know, Christ-following entrepreneurs.
You know, your vision says this on your website. Our vision is to see individuals, families, cities, and industries radically transformed for God's glory. We envision a community of thriving entrepreneurs with businesses that serve as a sign and wonder to the world, full of the grace and power of Jesus Christ. Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about a whole bunch of Jesus followers running businesses. I love that. So how, just take that for our audience further. How can our businesses serve as a sign and wonder to the world? What do you mean?
Yeah, so, and I love this question because this is where you have a business that's clearly marked by God. When you talk about revealing the glory of God, revealing the character of God, that means that there's got to be something going on in your business that testifies of who he is, right? And so for every entrepreneur, that can look different. We've had some, for example, we just shared a testimony of one entrepreneur where she had a home-based bakery and she went into a storefront bakery completely debt-free by the complete favor of God. Like, she had no money. Like, she went from home to storefront, a blessing to her community, and her story is crazy. And anyone who sees her story can only say that, well, God had to be involved in that. Because there's nothing else that you can point to. Even in my own testimony of the growth of Kingdom-Driven Entrepreneur over the last year, the stories that I can tell about what took place over the last year, it only points to Jesus. Because you can't rationalize it, right? You can't rationalize the growth that took place when I had the least amount of hours to work with the newborn, right? You just can't. You can't rationalize it. And so the idea here is that there's something that's taking place, and this only happens in partnership with God. So it only happens in partnership with God for you to be able to see what's unique and how God's going to work and flow with you through your business, that it serves as a testimony of who he is. So that at the end of the day, it's not that you have grinded this thing out and then say, to God be the glory, and nobody's convinced. But people can actually look at this thing and see, wow, because this was not done by the sweat of their brow. Yes, right. It did work, but there's something here that's different. This was marked by God.
You know, it makes me think of when you have someone that you know is not a Christ follower, and they make a comment like, there must be a God. You know that you've made that imprint or that sign and wonder to the world.
Yes.
That God's hand is in it, because there's not no bigger compliment than when somebody goes, there must be a God. How in the world did that happen? So tell our listeners about the event that you have coming up this spring.
Oh, sure. So I'm really excited about this. Is our first event like this. It's called KDE Live, Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur Live. We're going to be in the Metro Atlanta area April 4th through the 6th. So it's coming up pretty quick. And so this is an event. It's an opportunity for those who are really desire to come together with other Kingdom Driven entrepreneurs. It's going to be a mix of worship and prophetic impartation and workshops. We're going to have some practical applications to the workshops and the teaching. Just going to be a mix of all those things, as well as an opportunity for a kingdom collaboration. So we're going to be doing some fun facilitation of that as well. And so I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a really great time. And those who are interested in that, they can go to kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com/live.
So do they already need to be a part of this community, or is this a good first exposure as well?
This can be a fantastic first exposure to the community as well. We definitely have people who are signed up who maybe they've just listened to the podcast before once or twice, but this is their first time kind of connecting from a community standpoint. But we welcome anyone whose heart is connected to being kingdom-driven in their business.
Excellent.
All right, so I want to go back to that vision statement for just a minute, because you say some pretty controversial stuff there. All right, you say that our vision is to see individuals, families, cities, and industries radically transformed for God's glory. You're talking about entrepreneurs here. And I love the fact that you're grabbing on to that whole vision of what Jesus laid out 2,000 years ago, and that the early church really lived it out, because they didn't just stop at cities and industries. They saw an entire empire transformed by them living out their faith in their work. I mean, the Roman Empire was turned upside down. How do you see this happening in today's world where people are just relearning about the radical power of Jesus Christ? Most Jesus followers listening to this show today have not been taught how to grab hold of all that God has for them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Talk to me about, can you give us one story of one entrepreneur that saw a vision for how their business could radically transform their community, their city, and they're already starting to see results?
Yeah, so I'm going to piggyback on this one with the city, with the bakery that I told you about earlier. So she is in Kansas City, Missouri area, actually Gladstone, Missouri, to be specific. And she has a bakery called the Laughing Place Bakery, okay? And it has, and the vision God gave her was just like, this was going to be a place that was going to be, which was going to create family and community, right, in their area. It's almost like, they're almost like an oasis for people. So there's people who come to the bakery who, they'll come in and say, I heard that you'll pray for me here. There's people who know God, people who don't know God. I mean, there's people who show up there. She does these community dinners where people will just kind of come together and bring a potluck. People that don't know each other will come together. She has so many wonderful stories of impact, even through the work that she does, because she's been invited into the local chamber. So now her influence is going beyond even the bakery and going into the city, right? And so I love that. The other thing she's doing in the church, which I think is awesome, is that she has created a space where there's people from multiple ministries that are coming together for kingdom purpose as well, right? And how often do we see that? I mean, there's always so much separation. My church does this, my church does this. Right. But she's bringing people together. She'll have a worship night, and she'll have worship leaders from multiple churches come together for a worship night. So I just love the way it's like it is a place where whether you know Jesus or you don't know Jesus, when you go there, you encounter Jesus. And I love that. I think that's the idea. And for those of us who have the blessing of a brick and mortar type business where you actually have a physical location that people are able to kind of come into an atmosphere, it's such a blessing. You know, for you to be able to be a demonstrator of just the presence of God and the power of God just right there in people's lives, you know, hand to hand, you know, touching folks, being able to be in the midst of people.
And really what you're saying there is one of the things that you said earlier on is having a kingdom focus where we're serving the king's agenda first, because what you just described. And, oh, by the way, they also serve baked goods. That wasn't even a part of the conversation. But yet that's the business.
They serve delicious baked goods.
And I bet they are. And I'm like, Jim, this has to be on our agenda to go stop at this bakery next time we're in the Midwest. So, but I think that's the part that you are opening people's minds to is, yes, we're conducting business. Yes, we're going to do it in a good business fashion and be good entrepreneurs. But how are you teaching them? How are you showing them that the king's agenda is to be first in the last minute?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is all about the foundations, you know, teaching foundations around intimacy with God, right? And even understanding that we can dream with God and understanding radical faith and radical obedience as the core formula for success, you know, in the kingdom for business. It's just, there's so much mindset shift and heart posture shift. That's what I focus on.
That's excellent.
And how do we shift minds and how do we shift the posture of hearts? And when we do that, that is the foundation for some amazing, amazing things to take place through our businesses.
And what you're talking about is as people's relationship with the Lord gets deeper and deeper and deeper, their lives are fully transformed and it impacts everything they do, especially their entrepreneurial ventures. Shay Bynes with Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur, thank you so much for being at I Work For Him today.
Thank you for having me.
Check Shay out and her team at kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. If you have an inkling that that's where God's leading you, this is a great place to start, kingdomdrivenentrepreneur.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262AG, Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
147 18 Ford F-150s are on the ground and on sale at Woody Folsom Ford. Better deals, better get to Bexley. The F-150 XLTs are headed to homes all over South Georgia and North Florida at up to $14,000 off MSRP.
Get a free lifetime powertrain warranty with almost every new and used vehicle.
It's hammer time on SUVs at Woody Folsom Ford. Over 200 Ford SUVs in stock. 18 Expeditions hitting the road at up to $8,500 off MSRP. 50 Explorers in stock.
And when you test drive a new Ford Edge and get our Edge deal, you'll say there ain't nothing to it but to haul off and do it.
Escapes, too. We have them all. Hey, now, remember the 18 F-150 XLTs? Up to $14,000 off MSRP. Better inventory, better trade, better deal. Better get to Baxley and Woody Folsom Ford.
Boom, shaka-laka-laka.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.